Some Colorado residents are finally recovering from the destruction of last year's Marshall Fire. You may remember it was the most destructive fire in the state's history. Colorado Public Radio's Matt Bloom tells us how the owner of a beloved violin shop was able to recover and reopen.
I think it still sounds good, so you want to buy one?
Will Scherer is warming up a violin inside his new workshop, about 30 minutes north of Denver in Louisville, Colorado. It's a cozy 800-square-foot space with hundreds of special tools and rows of instruments stored in racks on the walls. After adjusting a few strings, he tucks a light brown, mid-sized violin under his chin and starts to play. It wasn't that long ago that this violin was almost destroyed. It was one of dozens that Scherer kept inside a repair shop he ran out of his basement for 7 years, until last December. Scherer was out of town for the holidays and watched the Marshall Fire destroy his neighborhood on TV.
An absolute catastrophe today in Colorado. The most destructive wildfire in state history burns through Superior and Louisville.
You know, we saw the neighborhood basically on fire. And our house was right in the middle of the neighborhood.
The fire burned more than 1,000 homes and businesses in Boulder County. But when Scherer got back in town, he found a surprise. His home was one of the few in his neighborhood still standing. Miraculously, firefighters had saved it.
There was, the blackened, charred side of the house and the broken windows where you could tell that the hose had sprayed into the house. And we're extremely lucky. We're so lucky.
But inside, smoke and ash covered everything, including his violin shop. He and two friends sifted through the shop and were able to recover some tools and instruments in a locked trunk, including the one you heard earlier.
We felt this joy, and then we felt this same, the sadness of just losing your stuff.
The home was too dangerous for his family to move back in, much less keep the business open. So he started looking for a way to rebuild. But retail space was expensive, and his business was underinsured.
Because you run a business, and you build a business, and you grow a business, and you don't always revisit that insurance policy the way you should.
When one of Scherer's friends heard about the situation, they started a GoFundMe to round up money for him. It raised more than $50,000. A local family also donated some violin-making tools from their late father. Inside the new shop, he's now trying to salvage some planks of wood that suffered smoke damage and make a new violin out of them.
You can see they're darkened. Kind of looks like somebody dipped them in coffee, like half of them in coffee.
Scherer uses a tool called a block plane to shave off microns at a time. After a minute, he gets most of the coffee-colored stain off, but the entire shop reeks of smoke. He says it takes him right back to the fire.
Mentally, I think we're all wanting to get beyond this. And as a business owner and as a, as a homeowner that was hit pretty hard by this fire, I just can't wait to get back to a boring life.
He says the reopening of his shop is a big step toward that. As is giving back to his community, which Scherer recently did at one of Colorado's largest gatherings of bluegrass musicians. Every year, Scherer sets up a table at the Rocky Grass Festival where he fixes instruments on the spot, for free. Today, there's a line of performers that need help, including bass player Iris Hines. The neck of her instrument snapped in half after she dropped it.
I just started crying instantly, and I was like, oh no, what am I going to do?
With a little glue and overnight clamping, Scherer deems it fixable. Hines is relieved, but says Scherer's return isn't just about delivering a service.
Local businesses are like what keeps the heart of our towns running and going, and having your people that you trust and just having good community and knowing that they're there for you is awesome, especially after tragedy.
It shows that recovery is possible, Scherer says, even from the worst disaster his community has ever faced.
It's not for me to determine if this is healing for other people or a beacon of hope or light, but personally, it is for me.
For Here and Now, I'm Matt Bloom.